Did you? Now, where do you buy milk from now? A place where they raise a lot of milk cows now is called a
dairy, milk dairy.
Okay. Did you have any? Did you have anything like a dairy?
No, I never had no dairy. I just had nothing. Just cows running around here, my pasture, and when they come up, milk them. Go back and then sometimes cows just run outside before the stock load come in.
You let them out?
All you had to do, you just have a fence to keep your calves up.
Yeah?
That's before the stock load come in. The cows just run out all over the woods. I've had some of the best cows I had to get killed look at these cows coming in.
Where would you leave them grazing? Just anywhere that you could, you say you let them out on the what?
Well, when we didn't have no stop law, they knew that on the gate the cop didn't let them go out on anybody wanted. They'll come up next morning, let them out to see them, they come up next morning.
How do you call them?
Truck. Maybe, that's all.
And a calf, when you call a calf.
Well, sure care. That's right.
Yeah. Now, the place around the barn where you might let the cows or mules or other animals walk around?
That's right, from the head barn, yeah. That's right, let them walk around.
Walk around where?
Walk around the barn. They could walk around the barn sometime. We had...
What was that place they could walk around in? You had a what?
Well, they had to have a horse lot. See, or a cow pen. And that be, we built that out of rails before we got wire around here.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them little old fences that they build around your house or a garden or something?
Well, they call them, I built them. Derived out some boards. Long boards, a little long pieces, as high as you want it. You want to get high enough for a chicken on flower. Palings, that's right. Call them palings, you just ride them scones out. And about like a hand, just about like a hand, you know. And then, when we had lumber to do that, we just had to ride out a good big heavy piece, nail it on the post here, nail it on the post down there. Then nail and pin, and they start one here and down there.
Were they woven or they were nailed, right?
What is that?
They were nailed. You did what?
You nailed, no, but just nailed.
You had to
take a hammer and nail them in there. And they'd stay. If you nail them up there, they'd stay.
Were they sharpened at the end?
Well.
Or were they flat?
Well, they were flat. Of course, some people, you know, sharpen some. The only thing people sharpen is maybe have paling fence around their house. I've seen paling fence just around the house.
Picket?
Made out of paling, them pickets. You see, around the house, and sometimes they sharpen them, you know.
Yeah.
But just otherwise, just anywhere, just grab them out and make your thing.
You grow cotton?
Not now, I have grown it.
Tell me about the work you did.
What's that?
Tell me about the work you did.
About the work?
Yeah, please, would you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've sold cotton as low as 5 and 6 cents a pound. Then I've sold it, it's come in 1 year with around there, cotton went 15, 20, 25 cents a pound. Well, I'd have to take it to catch a gin, you know. Pick your cotton and all of the gin the seeds out, you see. They bale it up. And bale. Then to take the cotton and sell it. As I said, I have sold some cotton when we were back yonder during the panic. It was 5 and 6 cents a pound.